it's hectic.
Yeah, like for example,
it's too extreme.
Yeah, like for example, like with the relationship between, I guess, the parents and child is command and then do. So that's the
command and obey.
Yes, it's command and obey.
Do what
it's
you say.
Mother and child, or father and child.
That's the relationship between the two.
So there is love, but it's shown in the things they do for you. But then, like Nancy said, there are needs that need to be satisfied by the parent, and they miss those ones.
So if you're to become parents, what will you change?
I will.
How will you raise your children differently?
Well, I'm going to keep the whole providing for my children. But
not your husband.
We're working together.
Ah, okay.
But in the sense of I'm supporting the whole providing for the children and making sure they have everything they need. But then I'm also going to be more affectionate with them and have a relationship with them, because I've realized most black parent black family relationships, like there's no relationship between the mother and the child, the father and the child.
There's no affectionate relationship.
It's always just, okay, you're my mother, that's it. And I'm, as your mother, I'm meant to do 1, 2, 3. That's it. Do not expect this. Do not expect, I guess, a friendship. Like, my mom would always tell me, not your friend, I'm not your friend. I don't want to have that kind of relationship with my children.
Yeah,
because it kind of builds a wall and separates us. So, I'm gonna try my hardest to not do that in my parenting.
So you're saying that African parenting like right now is kind of transactional. Like, I do provide for you, but I expect you to do what I say.
Yeah, more or less. I think that's why when children are grown up, the parents expect them to now take care of them. Because I took care of you, now it's your turn.
Same thing in South Africa.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
I feel like it's a black person thing.
But the way it's enforced is kind of, I guess it's weird in the sense that the parent will tell you that you have to take care of me. Instead of me doing it out of my own heart for my mother. It's like, now it's like I own
you. You're obligated. Even though,
it's like I owe my parent. I don't.
Yeah, sure.
They were supposed to be taking care of me because they had to. Not that I owe them anything.
Yeah. But don't you think, because what I've seen also is that in the older age, most African parents have no asset at all.
They have?
No asset at all. So they can't get a job, they don't have anything. It's like they've invested everything in their children. So don't you think that's fair for them to do that?
I think it's fair, but I think the child should do it because they want to do it, not because the parent is forcing them to do it.
What do you think?
I honestly don't think it's fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. We children didn't really ask to be here.
Okay.
And how you provide for us is just something that you are meant to do as a parent, which is something you chose. So the moment you decide to take on the role of being a parent, everything you do is for the sake of your children. I mean, it's not to say, okay, now you're not an individual anymore as a parent. You now have to live for your children. You still have your own life, but you literally still have to live for your own children. So if you're giving away things, leaving behind, I don't know, just like an inheritance type of thing, that's just the things that you did for your children. I don't think you should now expect your children to do the same thing for you. Because they now have to go out and plan their own lives with their own new family. So, see, it goes back to the whole they love us by providing stuff, which is good, but that shouldn't be a thing of now I'm expected to be. I feel like a bad person now. I want to provide for my mom. I want to, when I make it or have the means, I want to be there for her and give her all the things that she sacrificed for her own self so that I could have more. So it's like a thing of what I noticed with my mom. In as much as there were challenges, I never really felt them because she took on that weight. So because of that, I want to give back to her. But I want to do it out of my own will, not because I'm expected or, oh, you know, I sacrificed, I did this, now it's your turn. So I don't think it's fair that just because we are now leaving things behind, that we should also...
So I think what you're saying is that children should grow up not feeling guilty if they don't assist their parents.
I mean, I feel like you would feel the guilt, but it's a thing of they chose. They made the choice that they're going to be parents. They made the sacrifices that they made out of their own choices. And everyone has a choice to do these kind of things. So I also have a choice in whether I need to take care of my mom or not. I told you now, I said she wants to take care of her mom. And that's because she wants to, not because her parent is telling her to do it. You see, like that.
That's what the course on parenting.